Okay, let's make a start then. Karen, would you like to just run through where we're at?
Sure. So we have Jack, Donna, who's not here, Louise and Katie working on the gender presentation. Would you like me to get you all up and running in your breakout room?
Yeah, great. Well, I haven't had a chance to do very much, but yeah, sure.
Okay, so I'll put you in room one and just let us know if you need a hand.
Okay. Then we have the politics and voting group. Sam, Harry and Rebecca, I'll put you in room two. I know Harriet and Sal met up in the week and they're okay, but not here tonight.
Okay, so let's all have a think about forming some other groups. And it's great to see some more new faces here. Sophie, we'd like to say hi.
Oh, hi. I've just started my module. It's the introduction to social sciences. And I thought that because I'd started uni, this is what I did. So I've come along to do a presentation.
Okay, great. And did you have any ideas what you wanted to do it on?
Yes, I wanted to do something about how people learn and what sort of approaches work well, depending on your personality.
Oh, that's a good idea. And something that people will find really useful to apply to their own studies. So do you want to do it on your own or in a group?
On my own, I think.
Oh, that's fine. I'll tell you what, why don't you hang around then in the main room with us and help with some of the other ideas we're working on, and then we can make a plan. And just remember, everybody, the conference isn't just about presenting. There are lots of ways you can be involved. We're looking for people to be like our social media supremos, for example. And of course, you can just come along and support your colleagues as well. So there's no pressure here.
Okay, great.
Karen, it looks pretty busy on the chat. What's going on then?
Oh, just catching up, really.
Conversation about your shoes hardly constitutes catching up, but, you know, anyway.
Oh, Cher, this is really nice of you.
Look, you cook for me all the time. It's the least I can do. These meal deals are quite good, though, aren't they? Especially with the bottle of wine included.
Yeah, and I just didn't have time to eat, what with the Activate session.
Oh, I don't know why you're doing that on top of everything else, Katie. You must be mad.
No, I really enjoy it. I'm working on a gender relations presentation. It's so nice to be able to do something I'm interested in, rather than just working towards an assignment.
Well, I just think that some people take you for a ride. You know, like that Neil and all.
Oh, we've made up.
You haven't. With Neil. But he's... You know, Katie, money isn't everything. He's just a builder at the end of the day, even if he is earning a packet out there.
Oh, it's not like that, Cher. He's just... He just gets me. Like he knows how I react to things. And he's sweet. And he sends me messages. And he sent me a Valentine's card. I can't remember the last time I had one of those.
Yeah. Well, he's not here, is he? And words don't mean anything. You should know that. Anyway, I thought it was high time we planned a night out. Sylvie's been moaning she hasn't seen you in ages.
Yes. And I think that Sylvie will remember why I can't go out with the pair of you. And what happened when she babysat last time?
Oh, that was like... She didn't know the straighteners were Bird Jane's hair. It's an honest mistake, Katie.
Yeah, well, dinner in suits me just fine. Sylvie can always come round here, you know.
Ah, but it's not really the same, is it? Sylvie isn't a dinner party type.
None of us are getting any younger, Cher. I've only got 26 years of work left before I could retire.
Retire?
Yeah, and I've got no pension.
Oh, Katie, man. This is meant to be a chilled evening. I know. We'll ask your tutor about that sometime. Look, I'm just trying to cheer you up. So let's leave impending death and poverty for another day, huh? Anyway, I'm sure you'll figure out a plan.
So, Harry, you're really not bothered then who your father is?
No, I mean, why would I be? He's just some loser my mum knew when she was a hippie. Nope, I'm just fine with things as they are.
Well, my dad was a big old loser, but that didn't put me off going down a boozer with him. Especially if he was going to pay.
Yeah, well, different strokes and all.
Anyway, so how's the old conference coming along?
Oh, yeah, it's okay. Although there is this one girl.
I knew it. Good boy. So what's her name?
Louise.
Louise, eh? And?
Well, she's, like, really annoying.
They all are, mate, at that age.
She's, like, 30.
Ah, a cougar, is it? Is that what they're called?
No, she's just Every week she's on about not being sure if she wants to do something. Then some weeks she turns up and some weeks she doesn't.
Ah, that's just them being all temperamental. What's she want to do then?
Nothing. She's only there because her mum is. Well, actually, she hasn't been.
I knew it. I thought, no, it can't be possible that he's not into girls. Or men. Look, everyone's got their own thing. But a mother and daughter, isn't that a bit...
They're in my group, for the conference.
Ah, for the conference. That's what they call it these days, is it? Well, of course. Yes, I knew that was what you meant.
Anyway, I'm getting really sick of it. Either she's going to do something or she isn't. It's just messing us around.
Quite right. A man's got to be a man. Unless he don't want to be, of course, which is equally fine. So what are you going to do?
Nothing, just not rely on her, I suppose. The problem is, the organisers keep telling everyone there's no pressure to actually do anything. Which is fine for them to say. They're not stuck in a group with someone who's not delivering.
Right. Jack, I'm going to give you some advice here. You've got to put your foot down with a firm hand. You should take control. That's what men do.
That's kind of the point, though. It's not what men ought to do.
I'm so tired. I know there's some sleeping pills in here somewhere. Ah, here we are. Sleeping pills. A full bottle. Good. If I take just one, that should do it. I just need a good sleep and everything will be all right. Okay. Still wide awake. Perhaps one more. Okay. Two. Oh well, they're obviously not very strong. Why aren't they working? Why not just take the lot? There. That should do it. I'll just sit down on the bed. I'm feeling quite sleepy. I feel so much better.